Somebody call the meeting to order. Call the city council to grab their seats.
Meeting call to order at 9:05.
Good morning. This morning I'm going to introduce our invocative, but then I want to say a couple of words. Saying our prayer this morning will be Sergeant David Franklin. He's chaplain, Texas Region 30 of the International Police Association. He has been 34 years with the Dallas Police Department, and he's been a supervisor since 1988. Currently serving as a sergeant over the pawn shop squad and military liaison officer of the Dallas Police Department, served in the United States Air Force Reserve as a chaplain and a Bachelor of Science and a Master of Divinity from Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. He also has a Master of Arts in Religious Education from Southwestern Baptist as well. Thank you so much, Sergeant, for being with us today, and then Mr. Cadane will do our Pledge of Allegiance. But last week was a challenging week for our country and for our area. There are many residents in Dallas that lived in Boston. I got calls from a lot of people, and their Boston Strong came through in Dallas. It was a place that scared a lot of people, because a lot of people have kids going to school in that area. But I am proud of how Boston, as an ex-Boston resident myself, dealt with this issue. But we also had tragedy strike in our area. Last Wednesday evening, a tragedy struck our friends in West Texas. And it is an area that is linked with us. Many residents of West visit Dallas to work, live, and play, and we love them when they do that. And most of us in Dallas know West as a town that we've stopped at many times, going to Austin to have our kolaches and to take a moment of respite. But we also share a common loss, a loss of a friend and a protector of our communities. While doing what he was trained to do, Captain Kenneth Lucky Harris, Jr. of the Dallas Fire and Rescue Department responded to the need of his community while he was off duty, and in doing so, he lost his life. He was trained to help those in need, and that's exactly what he did, helping those in his town and protecting others from harm's way. Kenny, or Lucky, began his career with the Dallas Fire Rescue Department in June of 1982 and served as a member of the department for over 30 years, attaining the rank of captain. During his career, Kenny worked in Oak Cliff at Fire Station Number 38, and he worked in North Dallas at Fire Station Number 55. And for the last 12 years, he was assigned to Fire Station Number 30, which is located on 11381 Zodiac Lane. His family is left behind with love and an honor. It includes his wife of 28 years, Holly Harris of West, his three sons, one a Dallas Fire and Rescue firefighter. He was a leader in the Dallas Fire Department, a leader in our city, a leader in West Texas, and he will be remembered as a man of courage and of ultimate sacrifice to his neighbors and to his friends. I will be attending the funeral this afternoon and representing the citizens of Dallas. So if you can all stand And we will take a moment of silence for Captain Kenneth Lucky Harris, Jr., followed by our invocation by Sergeant Franklin. Thank you, Sergeant.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, I ask for the blessing of your presence in these chambers today. We also ask for a special measure of the peace that only comes from you, Lord, for the family of Captain Harris and all of those families that have lost loved ones and have been injured, as the mayor has mentioned. I also ask that you would be with all of us, that we could make good decisions, and be with us, Lord, that we can be the kind of people you would have us to be. Amen.
Dane?
Of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Ms. Rios, we will begin with our open microphone speakers.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. You have two speakers lined up this morning. First speaker is Sandra Crenshaw and Kermit Mitchell. I will first recite the speaker guidelines. Citizens and other visitors attending the meeting of the City Council shall observe the same rules of propriety, decorum, and good conduct applicable to members of the City Council. Any persons making personal, impertinent, profane, or slanderous remarks, or who become boisterous while addressing the City Council, or while attending the City Council meeting, shall be removed from the room if the Sergeant-at-Arms is so directed by the presiding officer. And that person shall be barred from further audience before the City Council during that session of the City Council. Individuals are allowed 3 minutes to speak. You'll notice the timer at the podium. When the timer turns to zero, please allow the next individual their turn. You will need to state your name and address for the record, as well as address your comments to Mayor Rawlings. Again, your first speaker is Sandra Crenshaw. And Kermit Mitchell will follow.
Sandra Crenshaw, 1431 Quartet, Dallas, Texas. Whereas, in the words of former President John F. Kennedy, from an advance copy of a speech to be delivered to the Texas State Democratic Executive Committee, November 22, 1963. Our duty as a political party is not to our party alone, but to the nation and indeed to all mankind. Our duty is not merely the preservation of political power, but the preservation of peace and freedom. Whereas the Dallas City Council sponsored a resolution to name the Dallas Convention Center after a former retired U.S. Senator still living. And whereas the freedom of speech in modern day times is not always expressed in a responsible manner, as we have witnessed attacks on our public facilities, our schools, and our places of public gathering. And whereas the Dallas Convention Center is host to individuals from all over the world, and whereas the Dallas City Council resolution acknowledges that the former senator and proposed honoree was a champion of local governments, the Dallas City Council resolution acknowledges that the proposed honoree has served in a number of leadership positions, including vice chair of the Republican Conference. And whereas sometimes elected officials, politicians, and their name tend to polarize the electorate, even those who book conventions or represent the site committee for large groups, thereby increasing the potential risk of loss of business to politically contentious competitions with other cities. And whereas the City Council recognizes the contributions of the honoree. There is no debate that Dallas should honor our former senator for her years of service as a state and federal elected official on behalf of the state of Texas. The agenda item number 13 to rename the Dallas Convention Center was placed on the consent agenda without a public hearing. So whereas the, and now therefore be it resolved by the Dallas City Council that we ask you to, the majority of the members, to move for approval of a deferral of this agenda item until after the 2013-2015 members of the council are duly elected to allow opportunity for full debate on whether or not we should change the name after the convention center to a person.
Thank you, Ms. Crenshaw.
The next speaker is Kermit Mitchell.
I'll be reading into the record what is before each of you. Please note that the date of this correspondence, which is right at the top there, the date of that correspondence is December 13, 2012. The request has been made, and to date there has been no responses from the city manager's office to these necessary details, which are asking for towards the purchase of the hotel. The next opportunity for such redemption of the Class B bonds is July 1st, 2012. Why this is coming up now is that the hotel is closely linked to the convention center in its image and its marketing. The marketing for larger conventions to come to Dallas is significantly impaired by the renaming of the convention center. Convention Center and Convention Center Hotel have a marketing advantage over the proposed change to naming the Convention Center after a person, while the hotel has its own challenges to meet towards full profitability and stability. The current proposal, to buy and redeem $200 to $300 million of the Class B bonds of the hotel. This figure is significantly impacted by the appraisal of the hotel, that appraisal being possibly changed with the change of name. The current designation of the convention center is generic and neutral at this point. If only one major convention is lost to the convention center hotel, due to the proposed name change of the convention center, then it's not worth it. Finally, the financial package that is to be considered is based upon the convention center as such and the hotel. There is a risk that a name change at this time would alter the terms or cause rejection from the financing sources. Therefore, this request is that such a name change be deferred until at least the hotel can be stabilized and the financing complete. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, that concludes your speakers this morning.
Thank you. Let's start with item number 13.
Thank you. Item 13 is pulled for individual consideration from the consent agenda at the request of the mayor and Councilmember Margolin. Item number 13 is a resolution naming the Dallas Convention Center in honor of retired U.S. Senator K. Bailey Hutchison. We do have two individuals signed up to speak on this matter. Individuals will be allowed 3 minutes to speak. Again, please state your name and address for the record. Address your comments to the mayor, and when the timer turns to zero, please allow the next individual their turn. The first speaker is Gary Foster. Gary Foster, not present. Tom Blackwell.
I'm Tom Blackwell, 7023 Chevy Chase. I'm in opposition to agenda item 13 to rename the convention center for K. Bailey Hutchison. In the interest of time, I prepared some notes in advance. I am asking that a vote on this be deferred to a later date and that a public hearing be scheduled where all the facts from all sides can be considered. I support State Senate Bill 770. It has passed the State Senate unanimously. It is now before the Texas House. It provides that public property may not be named after an elected official or a former elected official before the fifth anniversary of the date they last held elective office. I believe the city should develop a clear and consistent policy on naming public facilities for individuals. Senate Bill 770 should be a starting point for it, and I would like to participate on that matter. I am concerned as I look around the city that I do not see public facilities named for a number of people who have special legacies of lasting influence who are now deceased. I'm thinking about contributors like Stanley Marcus, Mary Kay Ash, and Gordon McClendon. Ms. Hutchison is a practicing attorney. She has not retired from representing her commercial clients. She has a right to continue to be involved in political campaigns. I grew up with the Memorial Auditorium and the Convention Center being a part of my life. There were science competitions and meetings, and the Beatles played there. The Dallas Convention Center is now scheduled to be the site of the 2014 Texas Democratic State Convention. There is talk about the 2016 convention as well. I expect to participate in 2014 just as I have at other conventions going back to 1976. I understand that when the negotiations for this took place, nothing was said about a proposal to rename the convention center for a longtime campaign competitor, Ms. Hutchison. The agenda item now includes a resolution that praises her for serving as vice chairman of the Republican Conference. I think this would send a particular message to Democrats as customers of the convention center that is not appropriate. I note that Democratic nominees for President of the United States have won the City of Dallas in 2000, 2004, 2008, and 2012. There is also a concern because the agenda item and notice to the public says that there will be no cost consideration to the city. I believe there will be costs involving signs and printing, even if someone who is interested in the proposal donates these costs that would be managed by the city. So I am asking that this agenda item be deferred and that public hearings on these matters be held with a notice for those who want to participate. And I have a copy of Senate Bill 770, the engrossed version, to provide to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That concludes your speakers on the item, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. We will have a motion and a second.
So moved.
Second.
We had a motion and a second. We'll have discussion. We'll do the discussion a little bit differently. I'm going to start as opposed to being last. There are a lot of folks that want to say a few things, I'm sure, and I would ask for us to restrain from asking Ms. Hutchison to come down and speak until we're finished with the vote. But today we are voting on this item to honor a woman whose 40 years of public service to Texas and to this nation have left their mark on Dallas and will positively impact our economy and our quality and life in our city for many, many, many years to come. I strongly believe her outstanding service should be honored, and what better way to do that than to name the Dallas Convention Center, one of the largest and most visited convention centers in the nation, after retired Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison. Senator Hutchison has been a champion for Texas and Dallas. She's been a statesman. She was elected in the United States Senate in 1993, where she served with distinction for the next two decades. Prior to being elected to the United States Senate, Senator Hutchison had a distinguished career with the state of Texas, serving in the State House and serving as a state treasurer from 1990 to 1993. During her time in the Senate, Senator Hutchison served in a number of leadership positions. And as a Democrat, I think I'm proud to say she was the vice chairman of the Republican Conference. She did it well, and in our spirit of reaching across the aisle, we should honor people that have a different political point of view than we have. She held senior positions at the Appropriations and Commerce Committees, where she was a champion for Texas in her hometown of Dallas. She has been a steadfast supporter of Dallas and has unselfishly given her time and efforts to further the interests of our city and our citizens. Her list of accomplishments on behalf of Texas and Dallas is long, and I will not speak to all of them. And I know my colleagues are going to point a few of them out. But let me be the first to say that much of Dallas's success, and I believe Dallas is one of the most thriving cities in the nation, is due to no small part to Senator Hutchinson's leadership and commitment. I believe this action today is entirely appropriate. Many convention centers around the country are named for notable and distinguished persons, including George R. Brown Center in Houston, Henry B. Gonzalez Center in San Antonio, and Neil Korakek Memorial Center in Austin. Our action today is even more significant because this will be the first major convention center in the country to be named after a woman. So it gives me great honor to announce my support of this action item today, and I urge my colleagues to join me in honoring Senator Hutchinson. Ms. Koop.
Thank you, Mayor. Well, I got a chance to talk to Ms. Hutchinson recently, and what I told her, and I'll go off script just for a second here, was that you've become our hometown girl, you've become our mentor, you've become the woman that we look to that led the way, and I could list the whole accolades and elections that you've won and that kind of thing, but somebody else actually is going to do that. But to be the first woman senator from the state of Texas that your great-great-grandparents were involved in, grandfather was involved in signing the Declaration of, or the, hang on just a second, because I want to make sure I got it right. I think it was the great-great-granddaughter of the signer of the Texas Declaration of Independence. Is that unbelievable that today we honor you as the first woman senator to ever be elected from the state of Texas? It almost seems impossible, you know, that is something that hasn't been done before, and here you're sitting before us. Thank you so much for being a champion of the city of Dallas. I wanted to say a few things about transportation that you've done that some people may or may not know about. I got to know the senator a little bit when the repeal of the Wright Amendment took place in 2006, and that was an exciting time and a historic time for the city of Dallas. And without your efforts and those of Eddie Bernice Johnson and others, we would not have had the repeal of the Wright Amendment, and you see the modernization that's going on right now that you helped with. My husband flew in a couple of nights ago, flew out of Dallas, of Love Field, and he didn't fly out of the new part, and then flew back in, and he flew back into the new part of Love Field, and it is fabulous, and we have you to thank for that, and we're so appreciative of that. That was a very difficult piece of legislation, lots of moving pieces that occurred at that time. The I-35 being recognized as a NAFTA highway, so important to our economy here in Texas, so important to our economy here in Dallas. Thank you for that. The effort to ensure that the Texas gas tax contributions to Federal Highway Trust Fund were higher to the state of Texas. We've had this discussion many times about how the state gas tax was only about 85 cents before you began to try to curtail that and bring that money back to the state of Texas, because our taxpayers have been paying their more than their fair share of taxes into the national highway system. And you did that. And I know that was a challenge, because there's other senators, obviously, from 49 other states that probably didn't want that to happen. So thank you. Thank you for bringing our taxpayer dollars back to the state of Texas. Greatly appreciated. A champion for Amtrak, Texas Eagle. You know, I think that in the future, Amtrak is really, you know, here in Texas, we don't get the sense about what Amtrak is too much, because a lot of it happens on the East Coast. But being a champion for Amtrak and public transit that will get you from one part of the country to the next, it's the way for the future. Thank you for being the champion of that. You have stuck right with that all these years. It's such an important legacy for our kids to be able to have Amtrak in the future. And last but not least, Senator Hutchison has been such a champion for DART. You know, I know Jerry Allen and I both have served on the DART board. We cannot tell you how difficult it is to get public money into a public transit system because there are so many vying projects for the scarce amount of resources that we have. Our public transit system in DART is the envy of the United States. If you go to Washington at all to talk about public transit, they talk about DART. And there would not be a DART system as we know it without a champion like Kay Bailey Hutchison. There is just no question about that. So I hope you have little trains, little yellow and black trains all over your office, because there absolutely would not be a DART as we know it without your championship on that project. That is a project that takes this city into the 21st century. That is a project that everybody wants to, high-speed rail, commuter rail, Amtrak, whatever you have, wants to connect to, and it is largely due to your championship in the United States Senate. You know, we just speak about you here in Dallas, about being our champion and our hometown girl, but there are other cities in this state, absolutely, that look to you for leadership. And they think that you're their hometown girl, but we're just not going to let you go. We're not going to allow that to happen. We're going to claim that. We're going to claim you for us. And we're going to name that convention center Kay Bailey Hutchison Convention Center. And that's the way it's going to be, and that's the way it will be forever. And we are just looking so forward to it. So thank you for being our hometown girl and our champion.
Thank you, Ms. Coop. Judge Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Senator, for 12 years, between 1937 and 1949, the Brown Bomber, Joe Louis, reigned as world heavyweight champion. I suspect from his ringside seat in heaven, he was looking down at you as the heavyweight champion in the United States Senate, as the Texas Titan. For nearly 20 years, the Texas Titan stepped into the ring for Dallas and the great state of Texas, and for Dallas, succeeded in knockout bouts of beneficial legislation, where you succeeded in bringing over $225 million to Dallas for the Trinity River Corridor project. You succeeded in bringing funding for core local government programs. You succeeded in bringing funding for core local law enforcement and homeland security. But Senator, you not only stepped into the ring for beneficial legislation, you stepped into the ring and defeated legislation and efforts that were detrimental to municipalities. You defeated and stood firmly against any infringement on a municipality's home rule authority. You stood firmly and scored knockout bouts against cuts to local government programs. And so, Senator, as the heavyweight champion, the Texas Titan, I, as a yellow dog Democrat, am most pleased to hand you yet another championship belt in the renaming of our convention center. And know, Senator, that my good friend and colleague, Deputy Mayor Pro Tem Tanel Atkins, joins me. He called this morning from Johannesburg, South Africa, to say to me, you be sure and tell the Senator that I join in every word that you are saying. He said, Senator, to tell you that he is peacock proud, hyena happy, and baboon beside himself to join us in renaming the Dallas Convention Center the K. Bailey Hutchinson Dallas Convention Center. Senator, I step forward to applaud from the front row the heavyweight champion of the United States Senate, the Texas Titan, K. Bailey Hutchinson. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Hill. I'm going to call Ms. Margolin first and then Mr. Caraway.
Thank you, Mayor. I add my wholehearted support for this resolution and for the changing of the name of the convention center. But I'm now speaking as the vice chair of the Dallas Convention and Visitors Bureau. And we have with us here today Bill Boyd, who I want to recognize, just wave your hand, who is the chairman of the board of the Dallas Convention and Visitors Bureau. At our executive committee meeting on Monday, the executive committee created and passed a resolution endorsing and supporting the renaming of the convention center. I will not read the whole thing, but I will read a couple of whereases. Whereas a key visionary trailblazer and Dallas resident, the great-great-granddaughter of a signer of the Texas Declaration of Independence, the first woman to serve in the Texas House, the first and only Texas woman to serve as a U.S. Senator and her party's highest-ranking woman, is an unquestioned champion of Dallas and Texas through her decades of public service. And whereas she partnered with her Texas Senate peer for Team Texas and successfully reached across party lines to champion legislation that benefits women and children, medical, scientific, and educational research, transformational environmental initiatives, including Dallas's Trinity River development. And there are many, many more whereases that I won't read. But Senator Hutchinson, thank you for all of your hard work. I'm very, very proud to support this.
Thank you, Ms. Margolin. Mr. Caraway.
Thank you, Mayor. You know, we can never really say enough. Let me first start off and say I am a Democrat. Been a Democrat all my life, but then I'm a person who stands for right, and right is by all lines what is best for all citizens. I want to just take a moment. I don't know who these this high school group of kids that just walked in. What school is this? No, that's not in my district, is it? Townview. Oh, that's so wonderful. I want to say, how you doing, Ms. Teacher?
Are we going to speak? Come, Ms. Hutchinson?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me first say this. I want to say to Townview, you all are here on a historical day, and you happen to have walked into City Hall as the Dallas City Council are making one of the greatest moves in history that you can write down in your legacy that you have been a part of. We are talking about Senator K. Bailey Hutchinson, and we are about to rename the Dallas Convention Center after the Honorable K. Bailey Hutchinson. So you are here on a very historic day. I wanted to make sure that you all understood exactly what is going on currently as we speak. Now, to Ms. Hutchinson, let me say that, one, you have been there every step of the way. And, you know, I heard from some constituents that have said that we need to have a public hearing. Let me just address that and say that when I was elected to represent the people in my district and of this city. And they empowered me to make decisions on their behalf. So I speak on behalf of those representatives that elected me in District 4 and to citizens across the city. I am so pleased and proud, and I have been promoting this for the past couple of weeks when I received a phone call asking my position. There was no need to go any further with the conversation to to try to tell me what was on the table, because I know the importance and I respect the work that you've done for this city in all areas of the city. The respectful person that you have always been to me, as we sat beside one another on different stages and forums, it has been some of the most kindest and most memorable moments that I've had the opportunity to sit beside you. Now I get a chance to brag, because as we talk about the new convention center's name, I can say, well, you know, I know her. She's my
That's
friend.
Right. That's right.
And I can feel very proud. And I just want you to know that I'm proud. And I want you to really know passionately from the bottom of my heart that I am proud, and it didn't take a lot of decisions and a lot of thinking and thought and concentration when we were allowed to have this opportunity to carry the name at our convention center for the rest of the way, for these kids and these children's children that are coming. That name will be there. It's very important that you all know that you all are a part of this history today, because we're going to change that name in just a few moments. And we're very proud, and I'm proud to stand and say that I'm a part of it. And I will be going there. And to the, Mr. Blackwell that was here, he said he saw the Beatles at the convention center. I was at that concert too. And I also saw James Brown at that concert for 99 cents. That was back in the day. Anyway, let me just close, but I don't have a prepared speech today other than just one to say, hey, look, thank you for all that you've done. There are other things that we're going to name. I want to just get this out and say that with the same speed of this, I'd like to change the name of Lancaster Avenue to Raymond E. Holly. So I'm going to be asking this council to really consider that as we move forward. But today it's all about Kay Bailey Hutchison, and Senator, you deserve it. I support it. I'm happy, and congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Caraway. Mr. Kedang.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Senator Hutchison, I've known you quite a while. I mean, even since your first race, and I've been right there with you every step of the way. And I can't think of anything you didn't do right. You have been a great senator. You've been great for our city, our state, and our country. So I just want to tell you that and thank you. And I just need to add my support for this today. I've known Senator for many years. I've enjoyed watching her career. And as a council member, I was always assured, knowing that she was looking out for us in Washington. From protecting our military installations to ensuring we had adequate flood protection systems to guaranteeing highway funding to protecting the taxpayers. She was always a great champion for us. Other achievements that can be attributed to Senator Hutchison is the sales tax deduction that we as Texans all get to take on our federal income taxes. This puts more money back in the pockets of people who need it. And Senator Hutchison was, once again, the one who fought for us. Some in Washington focus on the national issues, while Senator Hutchison had a big impact on countless national issues. She always found time to fight for Texas and her hometown of Dallas. When she left Washington, she left pretty big shoes to fill, and we are all going to greatly miss her working on our behalf. Again, I will be supporting this resolution enthusiastically for you, Senator Hutchison, for your dedication to the nation, this state, and the city of Dallas. And I'd like to say I think that this council and this city is probably more excited or as excited as you are for having this named after you. And I just want you to know we love you, and this is going to be a great day for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kedane. Mr. Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and Councilman Caraway, you're exactly right. You young men and women, this is a historic day. Y'all got here right at the perfect time. Councilman Caraway, where we made a mistake, though, is that if we thought ahead, we would have had the Townview drum line and the Lake Islands drum line, wouldn't we? We won. But anyway, it's a private joke. But at the same time, Kay Bailey, Councilwoman Coop, she mentioned you as a hometown girl. My daddy worked for Republic Bank, Phil Allen, for many years. And he always said when your name would come up, well, you know she worked at Republic. And but that's that hometown girl. That's just one story of other folks over and over again saying nice things about you and just how proud they were. And the reason they're proud of you is because you're class act, the way you carried yourself all these years. And I suspect there was a few banana peels in front of you along the way. And somehow or another, you've always dodged those banana peels. You've been a class act. And that's exactly the reason this convention center is going to be named after you. And it'll be that way for years and years and years to come. Like the rest of the council members, I take pride in being able to say that, yeah, I voted there. I was there that day. And when I drive by there 10 years from now, 15 years from now, I will remember this day. But more important than anything, I will always remember you as a bridge builder, an example to these young men and women about how you do listen and how you build these bridges and listen to people and such. That was always been your expertise. One last thing. Councilwoman Coop again mentioned about DART. It is, without question, the largest light rail build-out in the North American continent. How huge is that? It's because of you. $700 million, ultimately, has caused this to happen. You've been able to bring, and your colleagues, you've worked well with all of them, so. But the largest light rail build-out, incredible. So I'll sum it all up by just saying how proud I am of you, and again, just how proud my daddy is of you.
Thank you, Mr. Allen. Ms. Hussle.
Thank you, Mayor. Senator Hutchison, thank you for being here today. I am in complete support of renaming the convention center in your honor. And I want to take this opportunity. I couldn't let this go by, especially with our Townview students here, to let you know that how much we thank you for your leadership, especially in bringing the streetcar to North Oak Cliff. That is our area. We will benefit from that greatly. The streetcar project will change the face of North Oak Cliff, and we are scheduled to open that in October of 2014. Thank you so much for being the giant difference in development for the Oak Cliff area. So when you guys see the streetcar coming to Oak Cliff, you'll know that this famous lady had a great hand in that, in voting for funds to bring that to our area in Oak Cliff. I represent District 1, and we can't wait to have you at our opening of the new streetcar line that will go from downtown Dallas all the way to Bishop Arts and hopefully Jefferson. So I'm piling on everybody else. Thank you so much for all that you have done for this city in Washington, D.C. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hassel and Ms. Medrano.
Thank you very much. Senator, welcome to City Hall. I was recently speaking to Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson, sharing the news, the great news of today. And she said, there is no one like Kay Bailey Hutchison to bring the Texas delegation together. The Texas delegation is the envy of all delegations, because when it was time, we had discussions and we had, our times of maybe not being together. But when it meant bringing money to Texas, there was no one like Kay Bailey Hutchison to bring that delegation together. And it was the envy of all delegations. So thank you very much. And she says she misses you. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Grayson.
I just wanted to add, Senator, my congratulations on this great honor that you have well earned. Thank you so much for your service.
Thank you, Ms. Grayson. I do want to ask one question, because the question was raised about the financial implications of this decision. And, Mary, I think you've got some information on that.
There are three large signs that are indicative of the title of the convention center that will be replaced in response to this action. The Downtown Improvement District and the CBB have agreed to contribute to that. Anybody else who would like to help us with that is welcome. We estimate it'll be about $200,000, and the other two have donated some to that. So the rest of the changes will be made as we run out of stationery or cards or as the signs need to be replaced. So
thank you. Thank you. Any other discussion? All right. We will have a record vote.
Please start voting. All have voted on the motion. Voting in favor, Councilmember Margolin, Hasso, Caraway, Allen, Coop, Mayor Rawlings, Councilmember Alonzo, Mayor Pro Tem Medrano, Councilmembers Grayson, Cadane, and Hill. Absent when vote taken, Councilmember Hunt, Councilmember Davis, Councilmember Griggs is absent at this time, and Councilmember Atkins is absent. There is an agenda item for him to exempt him. His absence today is absent on city business. If that is approved, then he will be reflected as absent on city business. The motion carries, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. And we have now a new convention center. Ms. Hutchinson, Senator.
How do you express the gratitude and the honor and the humility that something like this happens and it happens to you? I was so touched. I didn't actually know what to expect exactly, but all of the things that were said, and Mayor, thank you for starting in such a positive way, and thank each of you for the very personal and individualized things that you said. And I have to say, having been described as a heavyweight champion, it wasn't probably what I expected today. Heavyweight. I do want to say a couple of things. First, that all of you do so much for this city. Anyone who offers themselves and goes through an election and goes through the political process takes the pain with the gain. You take the hits. You take the disagreements. You take the things that are disappointments. Every one of us have had that. And I bond with you in knowing the other side of elective office. And I thank you for giving of yourself. And that you would name our convention center, which is representative of the people of this great city, for someone who has gone into the arena, means so much. You're in the arena. No one who hasn't been there quite understands it the way you do. So thank you for taking someone who had a few banana peels in front of me, like every one of you have had, as the person that you would pick to be the face to visitors of Dallas. Which brings me to my second point, and that is that I know that this is representative of our state and our great city. And I am going to respect that in every way. In everything I do, I'm going to remember that I am representing this great city. And I am going to do everything to bring people in to see it, to represent the greatness of it. and to try not to ever be in a controversy that would affect the economy and the strength of this city, and that the Democrats on the council have spoken out and said that I am a person who did bring people together. Team Texas in our congressional delegation meant that whatever committee the Texan was on that had the control of something, that person took the mantle of Texas. So I would call the person on the Transportation Committee when we made sure that DART had its funding, or the great Calatrava bridges and the Trinity flood control and the Wright Amendment, which was maybe the hardest thing I've ever done, working with the mayor and the council here. But it was a team effort. It was Democrats and Republicans saying, this is what is right for our city and our state. And I will always do that as long as I am living. And I wrote a book that just came out last week, and the last chapter, it's about 19th century Texas women and the strength and the mark that they have put on the spirit that is Texas, because the spirit of Texas is very special. It is more than I've seen in any other state, because it is overcoming obstacles with a positive attitude. And it was built in the 19th century. My last chapter is the bridge to the 20th century, and it's called The Bridge Builders. And Sarah Cockrell is one of the two, with Olivia Cobb Hobby from Houston, who started building the bridges in Dallas. Sarah Cockrell did it. And I just want to say that I want to be the 21st century bridge builders that does something good for this city every time I open my mouth or walk across the street. I want to welcome every person who wants me to come to the convention center and say, you picked a great city, and we welcome you here. We're Texas, we're Dallas, and we're very, very special. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You know what? Would you come back out? Most of the time, citizens would like to take pictures with the council members, but we want to take a picture with you, if that's okay. So, council, let's go down and...
What a wonderful honor. And Mary Soom, thank you so much for the way you've guided this city.
Historic. That's a cute.
Wow.
That is really cute. That's history. Uh-huh. That is. Wow.
And Townview makes the news again.
You know what?
Councilwomen, would you please come up here? The majority, the Dallas, the first majority women council members from the city of Dallas. Everybody come up and have their picture made with Senator Hutchison. Isn't that be fun?
Uh-huh.
And Ms. Soon, would you join us,
Rosa?
Please? Rosa? Come on. Okay. No, stay right here.
It's
the women.
And Sherman doesn't even have his app. All right, let's, if I don't mind, breaking up this wonderful tea party up there. I didn't want to say. Thank you. Let's call the meeting back in order if the council can. While everybody's coming, I would like to recognize Severo Perez. I think, Severo, I saw you up there. There he is. He's one of the teachers in the Townview Law Magnet School. This is the Law Magnet School. Welcome to be here. Thank you for your leadership and being a great teacher here. It's great. I do want to brag on Townview as well. Yesterday, your sister school right down the hall, if I read this right, Townview Talent and Gifted, was announced that they were the number one public high school in the United States of America. Number one. As I tell people, if you want to send your child to the best high school in the United States of America, you have to live in the city of Dallas. And that surprises a lot of people, but it is true. And so congratulations to all. With that, let us move to our consent agenda. Ms. Rios.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We are going to consider the consent agenda. And excuse me a moment. For your approval, you have agenda items number 2 through 30 and addendum items number 1 through 8. Item number 13 was considered separately. We do have two speakers for agenda item 16. Therefore, you will be considering items number 2 through 12, 14 through 30, and addendum items number 1 through 8. We do have two speakers signed up on agenda item number 16. I will first call the first speaker. The first speaker is Anna Hill. Ms. Hill will be followed by Andrew Sturm. Individuals have 3 minutes to speak. You'll state your name and address for the record. Address your comments to the mayor.
Good morning, Mayor Rollins.
Good morning.
I am here on behalf of agenda item number 16. I wish to ask you to defer the item until the community has more time to see the design work of the project.
Thank you. I'm trying to get Ms. Davis.
Your next speaker is Andrew Sturm.
Good morning, Mayor Rollins.
Good morning.
Andrew Sturm. I'm here also with Ms. Hill for the Dolphin Heights Neighborhood Association. As Ms. Hill asked earlier, I'd like to echo that. This maybe be removed from the consent agenda at this time for a later date. The neighborhood has never, to Ms. Hill's knowledge, been shown the plan for widening Dolphin Road, which is already kind of an issue for neighborhood residents and kids to move across. So they would just like the ability to see what the proposed design is and maybe talk about it. The understanding is that this was designed back in 2007. And there's been a lot of improvement, a lot of investment by the city of Dallas in Dolphin Heights. And this potentially could work counter to that. I don't think the neighborhood is against improvement or even necessarily against this, but they haven't seen it to understand it. So they would just like that opportunity.
Thank you. Ms. Davis, you wanted to consider pulling this item?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mayor. I would like to pull agenda item 16. Ms. Hill, Anna Hill, the Neighborhood Association President for Dolphin Heights, has met with staff, and we will pull this agenda item so that the community can be briefed on this particular agenda item, and we will bring it back to the full council on May 22nd.
So your motion is to
defer it.
Defer item number 16. Okay. So let's why don't we poll item 16 and then we'll vote on a deferment.
Ms. Mayor, I have a question.
Yes, Ms. Judge Hump.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just have a question. Mm-hmm. Do we owe the money?
Mm-hmm.
Do we owe the money?
No, this here, item 16 is a design. It's just a design phase.
Right, but do we owe TxDOT the money?
It says for an additional payment to TxDOT.
Do we owe them?
Well, I don't know. This is something the staff would have to answer.
Yes. Okay, please.
Yes, Rick Gossett, I'm Public Works Director. We've been working with TxDOT. TxDOT is working on the design. We do owe them money to continue that design and for the work that's already done.
So what are we – they're asking to see the plans.
Yes.
And is this a payment item?
Yes, it is.
This item can be delayed.
Yes, it can be delayed.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Ms. Sim, even though we owe it, we can delay it without any penalty?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So, Mayor, thank you. And so we would like to just defer this until we have the next.
Got that. Hold on. I'm going to ask you for a motion for a second. Do you want to read something in the
– Okay. I need to reclarify what the consent agenda will be approved. The consent agenda will now consist of agenda items number 2 through 12, 14 and 15, 17 through 30, and addendum items number 1 through 8.
Okay. Hold. Let's take a motion on that, and then we'll come back to that. So the consent items X, item number 16, do we have a motion to approve? We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on that? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried. Now let's do item number 16. We'll entertain a motion for deferment.
Yes.
Agenda item number...
Oh, you're going to read it in?
Yes.
Okay, please.
Agenda item number 16 is authorize an additional payment to the Texas Department of Transportation for the city's share of the preliminary engineering cost for improvements on Hatcher Street from Haskell Avenue to Spring Avenue.
Okay.
Thank you, Mayor. I move to defer this item, item 16, until May the 22nd.
We have a motion and a second for deferment. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you, Ms. Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We now move to agenda item number... We move now to agenda item number 1, which is approval of minutes of the April 10, 2013 City Council meeting.
Move approval.
Motion is second for the minutes. Any edits, comments? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Item number 31 is consideration of appointments to boards and commissions. You have no individuals for appointment today. Mr. Mayor, we have two eminent domain items, 32 and 33. In order that the record be correctly reflected, I would ask that we consider first agenda addendum item number 11 in order that there's an absence by Deputy Mayor Pro Tem.
Okay,
thank you. Addendum items number 11 is a resolution designating absences by Deputy Mayor Pro Tem Tennell Atkins and Councilmember Sandy Grayson as being for official city business. There are a couple of corrections that need to be made to that item. One is that Councilmember Grayson was actually absent representing District 12, not the City of Dallas, as an elected official. And then also that Deputy Mayor Pro Tem Atkins is absent today attending the DFW International Airport's Air Services Mission in South Africa as chair of the Council Committee Development Committee. And Councilmember Grayson did have a conflict on that item.
Yeah. I'll entertain a motion. Second? Second. Okay. Discussion, Ms. Hill.
Yes. Before Councilmember Grayson left, I believe that Councilmember Grayson's absence, it relates to a legislative item. And I just want to ask Councilmember Grayson and the rest of the council, I'm asking you again. I ask you this when we discussed our legislative agenda. If you will be in Austin or anywhere else discussing legislative matters, I'm asking you to please work in conjunction with me so that I am aware of what is going on, and we can coordinate that with the legislative team. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hill. Any other discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Oh, wait. Okay, excuse me. Okay.
I'd like to respond.
Oh, you've got to leave?
I have a conflict.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you need to leave. Oh, you have a comment. I'm sorry, Ms. Grayson.
Yes. I do believe that Ms. Hill knew about the Cotton Belt thing and chose not to visit with me about it.
I did not know about what you were going to Austin for or the fact that you were in Austin until someone from Austin, not from Dallas, called me. I did not know anything about this. I'm just asking council members, if you're going to go to the legislature for any reason, please pick up the phone and let me know, please, so that I can coordinate with the team.
Okay. Ms. Grayson, if you'll step out, since you have a conflict.
Oh, okay, I will comment? Not follow up with a comment on.
Thank you. Okay, any more discussion? Showing record that Ms. Grayson stepped out. Mr. Atkins is gone. He's out of the country. All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried. Ms. Grayson, please return. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Again, addendum items number 32 and 33 are two eminent domain items.
The city secretary will now read items 32 and through 33 into the record. If any council member wants to consider any of these items separately, that item will be pulled and voted on separately. But if not, we will entertain them together. Would you please read them?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Agenda item number 32 requires a motion that the Council of the City of Dallas adopt the item and authorize the use of the power of eminent domain if necessary to acquire from Advanced Brake and Clutch Services a tract of land containing approximately 3,715 square feet of land located near the intersection of Exposition Avenue and Main Street in City of Dallas Block 832, Dallas County, Texas, and more fully described in Exhibit A of the proposed written resolution for this item for street improvements to CBO Fair Park Link project. Agenda item number 33 requires a motion that the Council of the City of Dallas adopt the item and authorize the use of power of eminent domain if necessary to acquire from Lucille Joy Frank, trustee of the David A. Frank Testamentary Trust, Catherine F. Gale, and Susan Gale Needham, co-trustees of the Catherine F. Gale Living Trust, Carolyn Parker Shum, trustee of the Shum Living Trust, and Sandra Parker Adams, a tract of land containing approximately 19,714 square feet of land located near the intersection of Bonnie View and Telephone Roads in City of Dallas Block 8326, Dallas County, Texas, and more fully described in Exhibit A of the proposed written resolution for this item for the construction, maintenance, and use of the Southwest 120 96-inch water transmission line pipeline project. Is there a motion?
Second.
Record vote, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Discussion, Mr. Cadet.
Yes. Is Ryan Evans here?
He's not.
Okay. Maybe you can, then you ask Aunt Mary. Teresa?
Step in for Ryan.
Okay, Teresa. Have we had any problems with either one of these so far as negotiating?
No, sir. And the first one is for the Fair Park Link. It takes a portion of the parking lot, but it doesn't take the building at all. The second one is for the Southwest Pipeline, and it just takes additional right-of-way just along Telephone Road.
Okay. Yeah. That's all I needed. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Cadane. We will any other discussion? We'll take a record vote.
Please start voting. One vote is missing. Thank you. All have voted on. Councilmember Grayson.
Ms. Grayson, a vote.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
This is for agenda items number 32 and 33. Thank you. All have voted on the motion. Voting in favor, Councilmember Margolin, Davis, Caraway, Allen, Coop, Mayor Rawlings, Councilmember Alonzo, Mayor Pro Tem Medrano, Councilmembers Grayson, Cadane, and Hill. Absent, One vote taken. Councilmember Hunt, Hasso, Griggs, and Councilmember Atkins is absent on city business. The motion carries, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Next item.
The following statement applies to agenda items number 34 through 41. By making and addendum items number 12. By making and seconding this motion, the council members represent they have undertaken sufficient examination and involvement beyond reviewing the agenda materials to be knowledgeable about the facts and the circumstances of the cases and to be able to develop an opinion based on such an examination of the various factors and issues involved. These items will require 2 seconds. Agenda item number 34 is authorized, number one, a development and operating agreement with the Cypress Waters Municipal Management District, CWMMD, to promote development and redevelopment in the CWMMD to ensure the city maintains exclusive rulemaking authority over the mineral estates in CWMMD and to authorize additions and exclusions in accordance with Texas Water Code Chapter 49. Number two, approval of the CWMMD Economic Development Grant Program to be adopted by the CWMMD Board of Directors on April 30, 2013, and approval of a grant agreement between the CWMMD and Luminant Mineral Development Company, LLC, and Luminant Generation Company, LLC, along with their successors and assigns, under such program to be funded by the CWMMD, and number three, certain amendments to Resolution Number 09-0459 to replace the draft legislation in Exhibit A with the final version of the Act that created and governs the CWMMD and to allow for a city approval process in compliance with state law in the event there are any discrepancies between the conditions for the city's consent to the creation of the CWMMD per Resolution 09-0458 and the Act. Again, this item does require 2 seconds. And it was corrected on the addendum.
Entertain a motion. Second. Thank you. We'll have a discussion. Ms. Grayson.
Thank you, Mayor. Could I have staff come up, please? Carl? This is a complicated item, and I've gotten a lot of calls about it. Could you just explain basically what it is we're doing here with these land swaps, the additions and the substitutions, and additions and subtractions?
Surely. Luminant has this property, 948 acres, is owned by the Billingsley Companies.
That's the MMD.
That's the MMD. Within this MMD area, there are three sites that are carved out and owned currently by Luminant. The thought is to swap those three properties for an equal value site where it all can be aggregated together. In order to do this land swap, there has to be the MMD and the city have to have an operating agreement that enables them to do that. We're not in a position to do a complete operating agreement at this point, so what we're asking the council today is to do a partial operating agreement that allows just the things that have been stated in this item, and then when it comes time to do the complete operating agreement, we will come back to the council for consent.
And so this is going to be aggregated basically in the far southeastern portion of that property.
That's correct.
And there's currently one SUP that Luminant has on one of the parcels?
That's correct.
And that SUP would go away if this land swap is completed?
That's correct.
And then what about them having to come back for a new SUP?
My understanding is that they would have to come back and get that in electric.
Oh, I think Ms. O'Donnell's edging her way in there.
The SUP doesn't go away. The SUP doesn't go away. But Luminant and their representatives are in the process of withdrawing some and requesting a different one. So that's a zoning action. It's completely separate from what's happening today.
Okay, so the action we take today actually doesn't make the SUP go away. It simply postpones an action. Well, it requires a future action. They will have to agree to give up that SUP.
They don't have to. So what they're doing is the ownership is changing, so the limits, the MMD is changing. That's completely separate from the zoning. The zoning will go through the Planning Commission and through the council, and what they anticipate doing is withdrawing some and then applying for different ones. And I believe that the corner that's going to be included is not actually in the PD now. I think the boundaries of that PD will have to be amended, expanded, and then the SUP for in that particular area could come forward.
Could Dallas come forward? Dallas, are you representing Luminant?
Dallas Cothram, 900 Jackson Street. I think what Teresa said is right. I mean, we're entitled for 12 wells were permitted by SUP 1806 several years ago. So the thought is that we would get rid of those 12 we already are entitled to build to do, and do six kind of up where the generating plant used to be, and then six others down where there's an electrical substation, so that we're out of the way. We had originally planned for 130 wells out there and a compression station. All that goes away. It'd still be 12 wells. We're just moving them so that they don't interfere with all the other people that want to do things out there. So it's the same. We're entitled to 12 now. We'd have 12 in the future. It's a trade, is what I'd say.
But you would have to come back
right.
for a city council action.
Yes. So we would ask for SUPs on the other two sites and ask you to terminate on the existing site.
And part of this agreement that we're looking at today says that Luminant will abide by whatever City of Dallas rules are in place at the time you come in for your request related to gas drilling. Isn't that what this says? I believe it does.
Missy, you agree we think that's
assurance
right?
That the city retains exclusive rulemaking authority over any mineral rights in the MMD. That is, Luminant would be required to follow city regulations regarding any drilling or extraction inside the MMD boundary, but you'll be outside the MMD boundary, so you wouldn't be bound by our...
Well, we understand that we have to get an SUP for the other new sites. We also realize that they probably will have more regulation than the ones that were passed before. So we understand that we have to do that. We would only give up the 12 sites that we're entitled to now if we got the swap. But to answer your question, yes, we understand we've got to go through the Planning Commission. We've got to come here, and there'd probably be more conditions than we're living under today.
Well, the way this is worded, it says Luminant would be required to follow city regulations regarding any drilling inside the MMD boundary, but you're not going to be inside the MMD boundary.
I'll let you answer.
Well, this agreement is not going to change your zoning authority. So when they go to pull an SUP,
mm-hmm. for gas
when
drilling.
They apply for an SUP for gas drilling, mm-hmm. they will have to follow the city regulations that are in place at the time. They will.
Okay, so they wouldn't be coming to us and saying, since you took your original SUP under the old rules, you could come back and get the new SUP under the old rules because you'd just be making a swap. You wouldn't come and argue that, would you? Would you, Dallas?
There's only one set of rules right now. I don't know. I mean, when's it going to happen? I guess is some of the question. I've only been doing these gas wells at North Lake since before my kids are born, and now they're in elementary school. So I don't know what... I don't know how to answer that exactly. I do know that we expect that there'll be more conditions. We would have to have a swap that's fair, that's enticing to us, to want us to give up the 12 wells we have that have very few conditions. So I think that's part of the process of dealing with staff and the commission, and we're happy to go through that. And, we appreciate that Coppell and Billingsley and all these people have worked. I think everybody out there is happier than they used to be. And we'd like to, you know, see the end of the ends in sight. I think staff wants that too. I mean, I don't think the intention is to drag this out.
No, I agree that I think removing these three parcels is a good thing for the development. I mean, you don't have gas wells right in the middle of multifamily development, so right. I think that's a good thing. But I guess I just don't want to hear that you all come back, Luminant comes back and says, well, we got the first SUP under the old rules and we agreed to the swap, so therefore we're going to only be governed by the old rules. If we ever get new rules in place.
If the rules change, mm-hmm. they will be bound by the new rules.
By the new rules. Okay, fair enough. That's a pretty definitive statement. Thank you, Teresa. Thank you, Dallas. And thank you, Carl.
Thank you, Ms. Grayson. Ms. Alonzo.
I just wanted to double check to make sure that we got the answer to the SUPs that are in place, and she just answered that right now, correct? Okay, because I know that they've removed them, but I just wanted to make sure.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Agenda item number 35 is authorize certain amendments to the real property tax abatement agreement with Turnpike West LLC by resolution number 06-0838 to number 1, extend the substantial completion date of improvements to the real property located in the city of Dallas at Interstate 30 and Cocker Hill Road in reinvestment zone number 64 from December 31, 2008 to December 31, 2013. And number two, approve the assignment of the tax abatement agreement from Turnpike West LLC to United States Cold Storage LP. This item does require 2 seconds.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion.
Move approval.
We've got a motion. Anybody else? We need 2 seconds. Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Agenda items number 36 and 37 need to be considered collectively. However, I understand those need to be held to the afternoon. We proceed now to agenda item number 38, authorize a housing development loan in an amount not to exceed $713,675 with Neighborhood Builders Community Development Corporation, a certified nonprofit organization, for the development of 6 affordable single-family homes to be located between 8502 and 8645 Bearden Lane. This item does require 2 seconds, Mr. Mayor.
Hold on one second. Got it. I'll entertain a motion. Second. We got a motion and a second. Did you say we have to have two? We got another second. Ms. Coop. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Item number 39 is authorize a loan in the amount of $250,000 at a 0% interest to East Dallas Community Organization for the development of unimproved properties located at 5300 Bear Street to construct a portion of the residential component of the economic development project on Bear Street. This item requires 2 seconds.
Entertain a motion.
Mayor, I move to approve those agenda items.
Okay. So a second?
Okay.
We got 2 seconds. Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor. Can you clarify who was the second?
Mr. Caraway and...
Thank you. Yeah. And I'm sorry, and Coop. Thank you very much. Agenda item number 40 is authorize an amendment to resolution number 12-3019 to increase the existing economic development loan with South Dallas Fair Park Inner City Community Development Corporation for the acquisition of improved and unimproved properties located within the Fraser Neighborhood Investment Program area for the purpose of constructing residential, retail, commercial, or mixed-use redevelopment as part of the economic development plan for the Fraser area. This item does require 2 seconds.
Have a motion.
Mayor, I move to approve agenda item number 40.
Second.
Got a motion, 2 seconds. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Agenda item number 41 will be held till this afternoon. We move now to addendum item number 9, and that is an ordinance amending ordinance numbers 28938 and 28939 as amended to change certain election day polling locations for the Saturday, May 11, 2013 general and special elections. And there is a slight correction on that change. The zip code to the changed area, which is the David W. Carter High School, the zip code is 75252. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
We had a motion and second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor, the zip code was 75232. Yes.
Let the record read.
Thank you. Agenda item number 10 is a resolution authorizing an amendment of the appointment of citizens to serve as election judges for the City of Dallas in Dallas County for the May 11, 2013 joint election. That change, Mr. Mayor, would incorporate, the approval of this item would incorporate the polling location change that was just approved.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion. A motion, second. We got a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
We move now to addendum item number 12, authorize number 1, the acceptance of $11,750,000 of Community Development Block Grant Section 108 Guaranteed Loan Program funds for the Atmos Lofts Downtown Commercial Building Conversion Project. Number 2, a loan agreement with Hamilton Atmos LP in the amount of $11,750,000 of Section 108 loan funds for development of the Atmos Lofts project, including conversion of 3 vacant commercial buildings located at 301 South Harwood Street, 1915 Wood Street, and 1815 Wood Street. Number 3, the city manager to enter into all necessary agreements with HUD, including a funding approval agreement, a fiscal agency agreement, a promissory note, up to 2 letters of agreement, for establishment of a custodial account, documents relating to additional security if required by HUD, and a letter requesting advance funds for interim financing. Number 4, the city manager to establish appropriations for Section 108 loan funds for an affordable housing loan, and number 5, the city controller to deposit and disperse funds from an identified account with total disbursements not to exceed $11,750,000 in Section 108 loan funds. This item does require 2 seconds, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion. And, Ms. Davis, we have a second over there. Second.
2 seconds.
We have a second. Second. Anybody know this project? Okay, Mr. Griggs has a second. Second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Mr. Mayor, that concludes your agenda items for this morning.
Okay. It is now 10:38 a.m., April 24th. The City Council will now go into closed session under Section 551071 of the Texas Open Meetings Act to receive advice from and consult with the city attorney on the following matters described in today's agenda. Jacqueline Collins v. City of Dallas et al. We will reconvene at 1:30 p.m. to take up the afternoon items. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is 2 p.m., and I would like to announce that we are out of closed session. According to the Texas Open Meetings Act, Section 551.071. Okay, thank you. We're back in session. Madam Secretary.
We're going to take you're ready.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. As you know, there were several items that were held from this morning. We're going to begin with agenda item number 36 and 37. Those need to be considered collectively. Therefore, they will be read at a single time. Agenda item number 36 is authorize an amendment to the City of Dallas Public-Private Partnership Program guidelines and criteria to include the authority to administer and accept resources from other political subdivisions of the state to support this program and to accept and administer resources from the federal government to implement the city's economic development programs within the city in accordance with Local Government Code Chapter 380.001, B2, and 3. Agenda item number 37 is authorize a Chapter 380 grant agreement pursuant to the City of Dallas Public-Private Partnership Program as amended in the amount of $135,000 to Citywide Community Development Corporation for the purpose of planning and pre-construction activities related to mixed-use development as part of the Lancaster Opal project. These items do require 2 seconds.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Caraway. We need 2 seconds. We have a first second by Ms. Hill. Need a second. And Ms. Coop. Any discussion? I'll call the question. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Madam Secretary.
Thank you. Agenda item number 41. It's authorized an amendment to resolution number 12-3075 to increase the existing economic development loan with Citywide Community Development Corporation for acquisition of improved and unimproved properties. This item also requires 2 seconds.
Move approval.
Okay. We've got a motion, Mr. Caraway, second by Ms. Hill, another second by Ms. Coop. I'll call the any discussion? I'll call the question. All those in favor? Aye. All those opposed? Thank you, Madam Secretary.
We next
48.
Continue to, we're going to go ahead and consider your zoning agenda item number 48, and then we will move to your consent zoning agenda. Item number 48 is a public hearing on authorizing a public hearing to determine proper zoning on property zoned Plan Development District number 269, the Deep Alum Near East Side Special Purpose District, in an area generally bounded by the T&P Railroad right-of-way on the north, Perry Avenue on the east, R.L. Thornton Freeway on the south, and North Central Expressway on the west, with consideration given to amending certain use regulations and development standards. Are there any individuals in the audience that would like to speak on the item? Are there any interested speakers? No speakers, Madam Mayor.
There is one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mr. Anino.
If you would please state your name and address for the record, you will have 3 minutes to speak. You will refer your comments to Madam Mayor Medrano, and we will go ahead and ask you to fill out a speaker card after you've spoken. Thank you.
Okay. Barry Anino, President, Deep Ellum Foundation. Obviously, everyone knows about how we're making Deep Ellum make a nice comeback, and you know, we're doing Elm Street and just new restaurants, new investors. It's very exciting times, and we all got together as a group in the neighborhood and decided that some of these changes that we're advocating are going to help us for the next 15, 20 years, and we hope you'll support us.
Thank you.
Are there any other individuals that would like to speak on the item? No further speakers.
I need a motion and a second.
So move.
Okay, we have a motion by Ms. Coop and second by Mr. Caraway. And discussion. This is my district, but they have Deep Ellum Foundation, and the owners and the property owners of Deep Ellum have done such a nice, nice job. As a matter of fact, because of what they've done in Deep Ellum, we have moved it around to other parts of the city as well. But I believe that they deserve this. I think they've done a really nice job, and I just look forward to seeing the growth and the improvement of Deep Ellum, even when I'm not on the City Council. But Barry, thank you very much for your leadership. I know the property owners are sitting up there, and I thank you for your leadership and stepping up on this. So I will call the question. All those in favor? Aye. All those opposed? Thank you. Congratulations.
We move now to your zoning cases on your consent zoning agenda. These consist of agenda items number 42 through 44, as item 45 was deleted on the addendum. Item number 42 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting a specific use permit for an open enrollment charter school on property zoned in AA Agricultural District in the northeast quadrant of Illinois Avenue and Spur 408, Loop 12. Agenda item number 43 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting a planned development district for RGAS 7.5A single-family district uses and a public school other than an open enrollment charter school on property zoned in R7.5A single-family district on the northeast corner of Gross Road and Peavy Road. Agenda item number 44 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting a specific use permit for a personal service use limited to a spa in Subdistrict B within Planned Development District number 619 on the south side of Main Street west of South Irvay Street. Are there any individuals that would like to speak in opposition to the CPC recommendation to approve the items? You will have 3 minutes to speak. If you would please clarify what agenda items you're speaking on.
I'm speaking on 42 and 43.
Name and address, please.
Huh?
Your name and address for the record.
Oh, wait, no, Ms. Madrona, get to talk to our secretary.
Okay, the speaker is William Hopkins. You may proceed, Mr. Hopkins.
Okay. Mr. John, I've been down here before asking about these charter schools. I really don't understand this concept. Okay, you cut $5 billion from the school budget for the public schools. And every week you open up a charter school and you close in public schools. I'd like for somebody to explain to me how this work. You close the public schools, but you got money. You got a whole lot of money for these charter schools, and Rick Perry and his white friends. I don't know who cut $5 billion from the public school budget, but help me understand this, Ms. Madrono. How do you close the public schools and cut $5 billion and you open up a charter school every week? Use my time. I got a couple of minutes. How do that? And do the charter schools come through the city? Do the city give these? Is y'all giving this charter school money? Why do they come through the city, and why come the public schools can't come through the city and get money like the charter schools? Help me explain. Help me explain.
Mr.
Please, somebody. I do this every week. I ask this question every week. How do you cut $5 billion from the public schools, Ms. Madrono, and every week you got money from them, and they come down here or some kind of way, they come through the city and get this charter school money. How do they do that, Ms. Madrono?
Mr. Hopkins, are you yielding your 1 minute
and
10 seconds?
Yeah, I'm yielding every minute I got.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Mr. Carraway.
Thank you, Madam
no,
Mayor.
No, hell and, no.
Let me,
Madrono, come on,
let me
man.
Address with no, Mr. Hopkins.
Mr. Hopkins.
Look, they say,
security?
Do your thing to the mayor.
Mr. Hopkins, I'm going to try to answer your question for you.
I'm done.
All right.
Time done? Let's go.
Yeah, time's done. And as time is being done.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mr. Carraway.
The City of Dallas, the City Council, we do not control, nor do we cut, nor did we close any public schools. We simply authorize zoning, and that is our responsibility and our responsibility only. Those folks that may be somewhat confused about it, who is the body that needs to be addressed is Dallas Independent School District and, of course, Austin, Texas, the governor's office, your state legislators, as relate to those are the ones that handle the cutting and the distribution of funds for the public schools and not the city council.
Mr. Carey, thank you very much. Madam Secretary.
Are there any other speakers that would like to speak on agenda items 42 and 43 in opposition to the CPC recommendation to approve the items? Are there any speakers in favor of the CPC recommendation to approve the items? No speakers, Madam Mayor.
I'll need a motion and a second. Motion by Mr. Carraway, second by Ms. Hunt. Any questions? I'll call the question. All those in favor say aye. Aye. All those opposed? Thank you, Madam Secretary.
The following statement applies to agenda items number 46 through 47. By making and seconding this motion, the council members represent they have undertaken sufficient examination and involvement beyond reviewing the agenda materials to be knowledgeable of both the facts and the circumstances of the cases and to be able to develop an opinion based on such an examination of the various factors and issues involved. These items, therefore, will require 2 seconds. Agenda item number 46 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting an amendment to and expansion of Plan Development Subdistrict Number 75 for MF2 subdistrict uses on property fronting on Lucas Drive, Cotton Belt Avenue, and Arroyo Avenue north of Brown Street.
Madam Mayor, we sent 174 notices to property owners within 500 feet of their request. We received 3 replies in favor and 1 reply in opposition.
Are there any individuals that would like to speak in opposition to the CPC recommendation to approve the item? Are there any speakers in favor? No speakers, Madam Mayor.
Yes, Ms. Coop.
I move to approve the change of zoning subject to a revised conceptual plan and the following changes. Except for the Cotton Belt Avenue front yard for portions of a structure exceeding 36 feet in height, minimum front yard setback is 30 feet. The landscape treatments at the drop-off area located on Lucas Drive must contain a minimum of 7 small trees with a caliper of at least 4 inches per tree and a planting bed between the building facade and the circular parking area to include seasonal plantings and 1 gallon evergreen shrubs.
I need 2 seconds, Ms. Second. Okay, so I've got 2 seconds, one from Ms. Hill and one from Mr. Cadane. Any questions? I'll call the question. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Thank you, Madam Secretary.
Agenda item number 47 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting a plan development district on a portion on the south side of CF Hahn Freeway, west side of Pemberton Hill Road, and South Longacre Lane, and on both sides of Great Trinity Forest Way.
Madam Mayor, we sent 468 notices to property owners from 500 feet of their request, received 32 replies in favor and 10 replies in opposition.
Are there any individuals that would like to speak in opposition to the CPC recommendation to approve the item? Are there any speakers in favor? In opposition? In favor of the CPC recommendation to approve? Sir, you will have 3 minutes.
I'm Craig Holcomb. I live at 3601 Turtle Creek, apartment 901 in District 14. I am the executive director of the Trinity Commons Foundation and the secretary treasurer of the Texas Horse Park. I've been working on the horse park, I think, since 1996. When we did our preliminary neighborhood meetings about the bond program, the people of the southern sector were very explicit and clear. They wanted a place to ride horses. That was part of what they wanted in the bond program. As a result of this zoning case, I've been to 2 neighborhood meetings, and in both meetings, the neighborhood said they were 100%. I will say that nobody spoke in opposition to the zoning case, and many people spoke in favor of it. At the Plan Commission hearing, the representative from the neighborhood spoke in favor of the zoning case. They are in favor of this. The horse park and the golf course are joined together because it did not seem fair or right that we would zone one and then come back later and say, oh, we forgot to tell you about this other thing we want to do. So they were joined together. The horse park, the golf course, and the Audubon Center will create a really special, exciting place that will get news coverage, that will bring economic development to the southern sector. I urge you to vote yes. Thank you.
Are there any individuals that would like to speak in favor of the CPC recommendation to approve the item? Any further speakers? No further speakers, Madam Mayor.
Second. I have a motion by Ms. Hill, second by Mr. Cadane, and Ms. Hassel.
I need to read something into the record for this item.
Ms. Davis.
I move to, and I'm doing this on behalf for Mr. Atkins, who's not here today. I move to close the public hearing and approve the zoning change as recommended by the City Plan Commission with the following changes. The traffic management plan must be submitted to the city traffic engineer at least 60 days before a special event that will draw more than 2,000 spectators a day to a horse park or a country club with private membership. Number two, the traffic management plan must be updated annually unless directed otherwise by the director based upon the director's determination that the usage pattern has stabilized and proper implementation of the traffic management plan has been accomplished. Number three, subarea 3A is included in the requirement of subsection D of the landscaping requirement. Four, tree mitigation methods for each phase of development must be identified at the time a landscaping plan for the phase of development is submitted to the building official. Payment to the Great Trinity Forest Management Funds are calculated at $100 for each countable inch of tree removable, or alternated using the formula in section 51A-10-13A. C2 for payments to the Reforestation Fund. The director of the Trinity Waste Shelter Management should administrate the funds. The director of the Trinity Waste Shelter Management must approve an alternative mitigation plan that extends the time period of the tree replacement. The alternative mitigation plan must be approved using recommendation by the CPC with the following addition. A finding that the alternative mitigation plan will be contributed to the establishment vegetarian stabilization landfill areas subject to a plan. The requirement address comprehensive alternative mitigation plans and limits the extension of the mitigation plans to 36 months or delayed. And that's a lot.
I'll need a second.
2 seconds.
Okay. Well, I was going to ask, was that a substitute motion, or do you accept as a friendly amendment? So then we do have our proper seconds, correct, Madam Secretary?
The friendly amendment needs to be approved by the individual that made the motion. The two people that seconded.
They do. Okay. Any questions? Thank you, Ms. Davis. Any questions? I'll call the question. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? It passes. Thank you.
Agenda item number 49 is a public hearing on the proposed use of a portion of the Runyon Creek Greenbelt consisting of approximately 12,184 square feet of land by Dallas Area Rapid Transit for a public mass transit easement to accommodate the South Oak Cliff Corridor SOC 3 Blue Line Extension Project, and at the close of the public hearing, consideration of a resolution authorizing the use. Are there any individuals that would like to speak on agenda item 49? Any speakers on agenda item 49? No speakers, Madam Mayor.
We have a motion by Mr. Caraway, second by Ms. Hill. One more second?
No, just one.
Just one? Just one. Okay. Thank you. So we have our motion and we have our second. I'll call the question. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed. Thank you. And before we've got our afternoon speakers.
Yes.
Before we do our afternoon speakers, we've got kind of a special day today. Maybe two? Yeah. Two special days. Do we know where they are? Hello? I was told it was a double special day today. So, I don't know. They said it was a surprise. Yeah, I'm totally surprised now.
You don't know where that special is.
So I guess we'll hear maybe a speaker or two.
Okay.
So don't leave because there's a surprise.
We move now. We move now to your afternoon speakers. The afternoon speakers are Ozumba Lunks, William Hopkins, LaCoya London, and Eddie Props. I'll first recite the speaker guidelines. Citizens and other visitors attending the meeting of the City Council shall observe the same rules of propriety, decorum, and good conduct applicable to members of the City Council. Any persons making personal, impertinent, profane, or slanderous remarks or who become boisterous while addressing the City Council or while attending the City Council meeting shall be removed from the room if the Sergeant-at-Arms is so directed by the presiding officer, and that person shall be barred from further audience before the City Council during that session of the City Council. Individuals are allowed 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and address for the record. First speaker, Ozumba Lunks, and William Hopkins is not present.
My name is Chief and Minister Ozumba Wagalu Lunks. All praises due to God. You know, crime. We have a problem with a lot of crime here in the city of Dallas. I don't care what you say the percentage of it is or whatever. I know there's still too much crime. Liberty, justice, and equality for all. Pledge of Allegiance. You notice last week, week before last, I wasn't here on the Pledge of Allegiance. Usually I'm not here on prayer sometime because I don't even think we're serious about what we're saying when we say justice and liberty for all. I don't think we're letting it work. So therefore, I just stand outside and I pray to myself and to God. I will be writing the FBI letter or getting in contact with the FBI again. Also, the Justice Department, like in 2005, because we're still having a problem that we've always had. I wrote the Justice Department, and they said if they was aware of it, and they are true. We have the same problem. People just don't complain about it. They've always been happening in the minority and the poor neighborhoods anyway. So I'm going to write them again for self-defense. And we have the same rights as everyone else because we don't have them. I tried to get a lawyer. You know, lawyers are afraid of Dallas. They don't want to help anyone. So I'm going to ask the Justice Department to find me a lawyer, and maybe the FBI can find me a lawyer. You know what I mean? Because there's still racism and discrimination on levels. I have been here since 2005 trying to get justice. Only thing I want to know is, you know, why? What could I do to protect me and my family? This is all I ask. One council member had a meeting one day and nobody showed up but him, and nobody else showed up that I knew. And he tried. I didn't want to be down here since 2005. I come down here to get an answer, but evidently God want me down here because I'm still here. Maybe it's going to do some good. Nothing is better. Everyone is living behind a fence, not facing reality. They don't see the real world. I walk downtown sometimes, look around like I see a bunch of zombies. I was talking to some gentleman the other day who said they were the next Martin Luther King. One said he was the next Malcolm X. He said, Dallas, look out. We're coming. So I'm going to see if they're coming or not. Very well-dressed young men. Fracking, offshore drilling, causing pollution in factories, drilling in the water, in the ocean. We shouldn't be doing, making fish sick and all. I'm not for that. God created a perfect world. Man think he can make everything better. We're sitting here all the time worshiping man and not God. I want some of these ministers out here to explain something to me. It said, holy and reverend is his name. It said, do not call man rabbi. We only have one God. Do not call man father. Explain that to me in the Bible. We're calling man father. We're calling man rabbi. Explain that to me. Is the Bible a lie? I wish some of the reverends or rabbis or some of the fathers will explain that to me. I would really like to know. God bless y'all. Have a nice evening. I will be contacting the FBI and Justice Department and everything again on a lot of problems here in Dallas.
Thank you very much.
The next speaker is Nadia Beatty. Nadia Beatty, not present. LaCoya London, not present. Eddie Props.
How y'all doing? My name is Eddie Props. I'm from Oak Cliff, Texas, 75216, my district council here. The reason why I'm here is because we done put a lot of stuff together in South Dallas over the years for us. Like, you know, I can just about write a grant, blindfolded, you know, to work with the at-risk kids when school is out, when the summertime comes, they ain't got nowhere to go but down here on the West End. Now, we got everything open in the South Dallas area for them. You know, the Brown Park is supposed to be opening up. But the only people that's going over there is the white people now. They're getting posted up to do these events, you know. And whenever I come up here and want to do an event, you know, it seems like I'm getting slapped around, going back in circles. This has been going on for years in Texas. You know, what is it going to take for us to get in the Southport, us to come together, to take all the religious, holy Baptists and Muslims, let's sit down and we talk. Because we ain't doing nothing in the hood. The foreigners got all the business. I'm not allowed to do no business in Texas. You know, it's hard to get black businesses in the southern part of Dallas because we're like we're too afraid to work with each other. And we just don't come out, you know, like a town hall meeting. Royce West, you, Miss Davis, you know that's y'all district. John Wiley Price, that's y'all district. You know, and nothing ever grow there. But we still vote for y'all. We stood behind y'all. You know, and it wasn't just because we wanted Obama in the White House. It was for y'all. You know? And that's how everything happened. It happened in a little nucleus, a little circle. And it's all in the South. It's everywhere. If we had a tornado disaster in South Dallas, we wouldn't even have enough tools to sit back and wait on FEMA to write a check to City Hall so y'all can come over there and clean it up. And we already got our own tools. You know? I just want y'all to wake up and see what's really happening, you know, in the southern part of Dallas. Let's make some economic development for them kids. So they ain't got no future, you know. You buy them books from the school, when they grow up, what do they know? Don't even know how to get a job. And y'all know this. This is what me and Dart Police talk about all the time. You know, most of these guys down here will be in the penitentiary before you know it, just because we don't come together and organize something over there for them. And they call at-risk kids what Dart say. I would like for y'all to get together with Dart and see what we can coordinate. And we'd like to have a meeting, a town hall meeting, another one. We do for it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That concludes your speakers, Madam Mayor.
Wait, hold on. We've got a surprise. The surprise is here. Mr. Cadane, I think that there's something in order here for Mr. Griggs and Mr. Caraway.
Oh, really?
Yes, it is their special day.
You mean they're sharing?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So how are we going to do this?
Okay, we got a birthday.
Oh, Mr. Griggs, I am so sorry. Mr. Griggs, thank you very much. Would you like to say something, Mr. Griggs, since you are the purchaser of the special cake?
Dwayne's, you got a big birthday, I hear. Well, get the mic on so everyone can hear where the party is.
It's Tuesday. We can start our party. Last year I had 7 parties, so we'll start this one today. All right.
Where's the party this year?
The party is going to be at 2217 Cedar Crest next Tuesday at 5 o'clock.
Where is it?
Until 2217 Cedar Crest. Write it down. Everybody,
and you're inviting all the city of Dallas.
Everybody can come. Everybody can come.
Drinks on the house.
Yeah, and the drinks already there.
Mr. Griggs, thank you very much. Mr. Caraway, the happiest birthday. Enjoy your day on Tuesday. And Mr. Griggs, you're on.
Y'all ready? Yes. Happy birthday to you.
Yes.
Ooh. Thank you. What?